Today I want to just speak briefly about psalms and palms, if I can keep the two terms clear and even talking about them. But they're both are really important things for the Palm Sunday, the Passion of the Lord. And the ones I want to talk about as far as psalms are, first of all, Psalm 118, which is a psalm that is what the people drew upon as Jesus came into Jerusalem. They're calling out to him, you know, Hosanna in the highest, and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so they're drawing from their psalm heritage to interpret this understanding of how the Messiah is coming, because the Psalm 118 is kind of the premier psalm about the Messiah and his victory and what he will establish. And that word Hosanna that they're crying out, you know, that was first of all saying, salvation, please. Save us, an appeal for salvation. It was also rejoicing that there is salvation and that the Lord is faithful. You know, and so when we think about that psalm and that word Hosanna, that's an important one for us as well. As a matter of fact, you quote from Psalm 118 every time we celebrate Mass. At the Eucharistic prayer, we sing, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, right? Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. That's Psalm 118 again. And so we use that ourselves to welcome the Lord, to call upon him for salvation and to rejoice that our Lord is faithful and brings us salvation. And beginning the Eucharistic prayer with that, it reminds us how those very mysteries of our salvation are truly present. We're truly welcoming the Lord who is here. And his passion, his death, his resurrection is all a reality here with us. And so we welcome the Lord with the same psalm of those crowds in Jerusalem. And so Psalm 118 is a beautiful psalm that Jesus uses as well. At one point, arguing with the Pharisees, as happened often, you know, he quotes from it that the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, referring to himself as that cornerstone. And so Psalm 118 is this powerful psalm I encourage you to pray into. And then the other psalm that I want to speak on is a psalm that Jesus himself quotes from the cross. Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani? My God, why have you abandoned me? That's the beginning words of Psalm 22, which we sang as our responsorial psalm today. And so Jesus, you know, invoking by those first words the entire meaning of that psalm, you know, draws us to the intense suffering of the Messiah, of what he enters into and the hardship that he goes through for us. But as we sang, and as we know in Psalm 22, it also is a psalm that ends in victory. So just as invoking a word of a psalm really draws in the full reality of it, so too in Psalm 22. And we'll focus more on that, of course, on Good Friday, where we really focus exclusively on the Passion of the Lord. So psalms and palms are palm branches. You know, why the palm branches? Well, for Israel, palm branches, first of all, represent victory. They're like that wreath of victory, these palm branches. And so people use them to welcome Jesus, waving them as well as putting them out on the ground before the Messiah entering Jerusalem. And the palm branch was something that Israel used in one of the most important feasts, the Feast of Booths, which was a feast where they would create these booths made out of palm branches and stay in those. And it was meant to be a time of remembering the great victories of God, of how he had rescued them from Egypt, saved them from Pharaoh, and brought Israel into the land of promise. And so it's a remembrance of that as well as an anticipation of God's kind of ultimate delivery of Israel. And so the palm branches invoke that feast, and indeed that feast prescribed by God for Israel, right in Leviticus. It's a feast of 7 days of making offerings to the Lord. And then on the eighth day, that is declared the day that is holy. And of course, our own Holy Week, is it not such a great remembrance of the great offering that Jesus makes on behalf of not only Israel, but all of the world, and that leads then to that eighth day, Resurrection Sunday, the Lord's Day, the day of the new creation. And so the palm branch that we have is such a powerful thing that draws on God's saving work with Israel, of what he has accomplished for us, of what he will accomplish when he brings about the full new creation, the new heavens and a new earth. And so looking in that palm branch that we have, you know, and that maybe we put on a wall or somewhere that we have in our room or that we have in our house, let that palm branch also be a symbol, really, of our own lives. That our own lives are, like those palm branches, a gracious and a humble welcoming of Jesus the Lord, of Jesus the Messiah, into my life, into my existence, into my family, into my choices, as they laid down those palm branches, recognizing Jesus. So we open our lives, lay down our lives, welcoming the Lord Jesus to us and in all those different facets of our lives. And then the palm branch now is really replaced with us, with ourselves, having received the salvation of Jesus Christ, having received his saving work, our lives become the sign of victory. Our lives that are holy, our lives that reflect the very love of God poured out from the cross upon us, we become the declaration of the victory of Jesus Christ. And so may we welcome our Lord in humility, rejoicing at the one who comes in the name of the Lord, who comes to save, knowing how much he enters into, how much he suffers for us. May we truly receive that victory and by our holiness and love declare his victory and salvation to the world.